Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, yeah. Before you go, where you think you're going? You never reach here. Sorry. You think that's all?
How you gonna stop me when it's time to shine? I'm a fabulous player and my goals are high, high, high. Just as high as my wings can fly. How you gonna stop me when it's time to shine? I'm a fabulous player and my goals are high, high, high. My limit is beyond the sky. How you gonna stop me when it's time to shine? I'm a fabulous player and my goals are high, high, high. Just as high as my wings can fly. How you gonna stop me when it's time to shine? I'm a fabulous player and my goals are high, high, high. My limit is beyond the sky. They used to try to hold me, can't stop me now. Weight is what they told me, I can't hear it now. But now they wanna know me, I'm bling-blinging now. Everybody tripping cause Ray Ray's hitting. Members of the family I never met before are suddenly around me, knocking at my door with a half-assed story, looking for a cure. They want what I've been working for, but where the hell were they before? How you gonna stop me when it's time to shine? I'm a fabulous player and my goals are high, how high. Just as high as my wings can fly. How you gonna stop me when it's time to shine? I'm a fabulous player and my goals are high, how high. My limit is beyond the sky. Baby mother's popping up, I don't know about. Claiming that they wanna cut up my bank account. Got the Sugar Ray touch, so I got my dime. The DNA is matching up, cause I always rack it up. Time for rearranging, those who wanna think. They tell me that I'm changing, thinking that I'm got chicken heads paging. Ain't life a bitch, ain't no time to play around. Moving on to higher ground. How you gonna stop me when it's time to shine? I'm a fabulous player and my goals are high, how high. Just as high as my wings can fly. How you gonna stop me when it's time to shine? I'm a fabulous player and my goals are high, how high. My limit is beyond the sky. How you gonna stop me when it's time to shine? I'm a fabulous player and my goals are high, how high. Just as high as my wings can fly. How you gonna stop me when it's time to shine? I'm a fabulous player and my goals are high, how high. My limit is beyond the sky. How you gonna stop me when it's time to shine? I'm a fabulous player and my goals are high, how high. Just as high as my wings can fly. How you gonna stop me when it's time to shine? I'm a fabulous player and my goals are high, how high. My limit is beyond the sky. How you gonna stop me when it's time to shine? I'm a fabulous player and my goals are high, how high. Just as high as my wings can fly. How you gonna stop me when it's time to shine? I'm a fabulous player and my goals are high, how high. My limit is beyond the sky.
Good evening, and welcome to The Purpose of Closure with your host, Cassandra Brand. Well, welcome back. It's a very cold, cold Monday here today in North Carolina. I think tomorrow's supposed to be about 6 degrees. I was so cold, you could feel a chill factor in my head. Well, today's topic is going to be temptation during transformation. And I have some pretty good word on that to share with you this afternoon, this evening. But I wanted to bring something to your attention, and I just had to speak on it So I just found the information out right before I got online. I don't know if you all remember the Fugees back in the time were killing me softly. Well, I just read, it says that in a disturbing case, award-winning music video director Aswad Ayendi, age 55, of Paterson, New Jersey, who directed the Fugees in 1996 with the smash hit Killing Me Softly, was sentenced to 90 years in prison on Friday after being found guilty of fathering six children with his own daughters. I'm not judging anyone, but I just had to bring that up because, you know, the first thing to come out of people's mouth is, you know, they got to be white. But this is a black man that did this. And his wife states that he was trying to create a pure family bloodline by impregnating his daughters. And he even claimed during a pretrial hearing that the world was going to end and it was just going to be him and his offspring and that he was chosen. It was also revealed that Ayendi began having intercourse with his second daughter from the time she was 8 years old, impregnating her four times. Now, I don't know about you, but I'm like, it don't sound like a black thing or a white thing to me. It sound like a demon straight from hell. And that is a lie and it is deception. Excuse. I just wanted to get that out and share. I'm not going to elaborate on it too much because I'm not a gossip columnist. You know, I just wanted to let people know what's really going on. I mean, sometimes we get so closed in our own little world, we don't acknowledge a lot of things that are really going on. We take things for granted sometimes. The information is very important. Just make sure that you're sharing the correct information and not exaggerated information. Speaking of information, also, Judge Mathis, who I admire a great deal, especially as a black male, as in leadership, he has a community center, which is in the Metro Detroit area, and the Mathis Community Center, located at 19300 Greenfield Road in Detroit. They're opening to the public. That'll be tomorrow, Tuesday and Wednesday, from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. And they will be giving out hot drinks and some hot food. It's not a meal. It's just maybe like a bowl of soup or chili or something. So I just want to make sure that I put the right information out there. And a place to stay warm. And it's mostly catered for the elderly and the homeless. Now, it's not a shelter or a place for you to come stay tonight. It's just a place to go and get something hot and warm up for a little while from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. And also, they're accepting donations like blankets and other supplies in the community. And I think that is just awesome. I think that is a great work in the community. Because a lot of times celebrities give money, don't look back, and don't even think about other people. But Judge Mathis has a community center, and it's located, once again, at 19300 Greenfield in Detroit. It's located in the Metro Detroit area. And that phone number there is 313 area code 342-8582. That's 313-342-8582. So if you know someone or maybe know someone that's in that area that may be going through a transition or in a situation, share that information. You never know. If it just can help one person, I'm quite sure it's worth it all. Also, I like to also give a shout-out to this program that's located in Charlotte, North Carolina. It's, the name of it is Girl Talk Youth Leadership Academy. This program is awesome. If you have or know of a young female teenager, I believe it's like ages maybe 12 or 13 up to 17, I mean, it is a great program. They teach young women, young ladies, how to become young women. They prepare them on hygiene, how to interview, how to prepare for resumes. Just a great program. And they even give them like a graduation. And even if you don't know of anyone that may can use that information, it's also a great program to make a donation or sow a seed into as well. That program, again, is Girl Talk Youth Leadership Academy. Now, I believe they're nationwide, but I know of one personally that's in North Carolina. If you want more information about that, you can contact me by phone or email, send me a message, and I'll get more information to you on that. Now, I did forget to tell you to share information. Also, Judge Mathis Community Center has a mentorship as well and scholarship. Check out that website. That's the Mathis Community Center. .org it is, not .com, .org. I mean, it's a nonprofit organization, and he is really putting in his work. I'm just so really amazed, and I'm grateful to see that, to know that these things are really happening. Because that's what the vision of the Purpose of Closure is about, ushering people into their purpose and finding closure so that they can do what they've been called to do, because we all have a purpose. And everyone is not called to be into the pulpit or to cross every T and dot every I. We all have a position and we all have a purpose. But when you have programs like this, it helps shape and mold not only the youth, but the parents as well, you know. And I think it's just a great work is what's going on. Now, the Purpose of Closure organization as well, if you check out the website, it's a new website. More content and information will be added as we continue to grow. But, like, if you are seeking God or you're going through a transformation, and I know that today people really struggle with trying to find a good church home, and I can't relate to that. I have been fortunate and blessed enough to really partake in a couple of really nice churches, and if you're looking for a church home, we can also refer you to one in your area, because it is very important to be covered. There's a season when God may have you, you know, to himself, but you still need that covering and that worshiping, you know, going into the temple and fellowshipping, you know, for it is not good for man to be alone. And as well as when it comes to in your worshiping and your learning the word and getting directions and instructions, we all have to have leadership. Even a leader has to have leadership. And that's what makes a great leader, when you learn to be a good follower, not a follower of instruction, but a follower of instructions. Because even the word of God says that only a fool despises instructions. Now, I'm not going to go on and on about that, but that's what God says. It's not what I said. And that's another thing I wanted to get into as far as the Bible. Like I said, I'm not trying to preach a shout down, roll over, going convulsion charismatic sermon. I just take the Bible because that's my yellow page personally directory in life. And if you don't know how to use the Bible, I'm going to give you some information to make it as simple as possible. Example, if you are having an issue, say like temptation, you go in the back of your book. You got your table of contents, and you have your content, and then you have your index. In the back, you should have sort of like, it's similar like a dictionary, but it doesn't have the meaning. It just, you go in the back, and you say you want to look for the word temptation. You look under temptation, and then you will see scriptures. It will give you the book, the chapter, and the verse to go to in regards to that word or that situation that's going on in your life. And I personally pray or talk to God before I read, ask, you know, for him to give me revelation or to minister to me and give me answers. And before, so that way I won't go in my own mind, that I'll be able to understand in the mind of Christ. Now, that's where I use the word as a yellow page directory to my life. And I can only speak about things that is given to me or I have personal experience where I can with confidence be able to talk about it. This is a talk show. It is not a where I read off a book or a gender or anything. I do write down notes, but it's a talk show. I'm just talking out into cyberspace because this is an internet radio show. So I'm just talking out. It's a talk show. And once I get something in my spirit, and out of obedience, I just talk about it. And I take notes so that I can pretty much have a foundation of what the topic is going to be about. And then I just, it comes out from my spirit and my heart. So this is not the kind of station where you're going to get these old us die. You're just going to get it just straight up raw. From Cassandra, from the heart of Cassandra, who seeks the heart of God. So, amen, we got an understanding. Also, on the website, the Purpose Closure website, there's a job lead, and also we'll be listing the jobs that are available nationwide, not just local, but, you know, whatever information that has been confirmed. Freely willing to share it. And also, if you have some that you want to share to be announced, call in or send me a message or email. The job leads for, like, convicted felonies. A lot of times when men and women that are convicted felonies get out of prison and they're going through that transformation, they don't have any information. There's no support. But I want to let you know that the Goodwill has a program for convicted felonies where they have a school program where you can get your GED, or they have a list of companies that actually hire convicted felonies. So you can go to the Goodwill online or call your local Goodwill and get more information on that. Information is so important, especially when you're going through transformation, and that is the topic for today, temptation during transformation. As I thought on that topic today, it stuck with me. And the first thing I did, because I don't want to be all in myself talking about it, I went, you know, to the Word of God. And, you know, God always gives you a word for whatever you're going through. And most of the temptations that we experience during transformation is money, or relationships, sex, drugs. Those are the four main things that can be a killer and have you stumble and have to start all over again. Up a couple of scriptures and with regards to the word of temptation. And I pulled out maybe about five of them that I want to share with you. The first one is Psalms, the book of Psalms, chapter 95, verse 8. But I marked 6 and 7 before 8 because sometimes you have to go a little bit before that actual verse or read the whole chapter sometimes. But Psalms 95, chapter 95 and verse, we're going to start from verse 6. It says, O come, let us worship and bow down. Let us kneel before the Lord, our Maker. For he is our God, and we are the people of his pasture and the sheep of his hand. Today, if you will hear his voice, harden not your heart as in the provocation, meaning being provoked, and as in the day of temptation in the wilderness. Now, when you're going through a transformation, you may be in the wilderness, and sometimes you can get pretty tempted. Just like when Moses delivered the people out of Egypt, and they traveled for 40 years for an 11-day journey because of disobedience and the temptations, beginning to serve other gods.
Hey, yo, son, I know what you're trying to do, man. I know what you're trying to do. All that stuff you doing, I done been through all that already, you know what I'm saying? You know you done messed up, bro.
And let's go back to what we were saying. And begin to serve other gods. And an example of other gods of temptation is money, old relationships, sex, and drugs. Anything that comes in between worship and serving God and enter into your purpose, it can become your God. That temptation becomes your God, putting it before what God is telling you to do. It says, harden not your heart as in the provocation and as in the day of temptation in the wilderness. You can be in the wilderness, but there is an end. As there a way in, there is a way out. As there is an entrance, there is an exit during temptation. When Moses went up to the mountains to pray, to get a word from God, the people couldn't even wait. They started taking all their stuff and making another God because they didn't have any patience. So in temptation, patience, wait on the Lord. How do you wait? You don't wait and don't do anything. You wait, you keep moving forward in a positive way towards your vision and your goal. Sometimes you have to take step by step. In the next chapter, which is Matthew 6:13, is chapter 6:13 in the book of Matthew. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. The Lord's Prayer. If you just say the Lord's Prayer during temptation. Some people can recite it, but do you really understand? Do you really know what the words that you're speaking during the Lord's Prayer? And lead us not temptation. Us is you, I. Lead us not temptation. You're talking to God, but deliver us from evil. Lord, please deliver me from evil. For thine, he is the kingdom, and he is the power, and he is the glory forever. ever, not just when things are going good for you, but even when they're not going bad. Another scripture in Matthew chapter 26, the 41st verse. Matthew chapter 26, 41st verse. Watch and pray that ye enter not into temptation. The spirit indeed is willing, but the flesh is weak. Excuse me. Watch and pray. You can't drive a car looking in the rearview mirror. You have to drive and pay attention. When you pray, you have to watch, not in the natural eye, but in the spiritual eye. Because in the spirit is willing, but that flesh is weak. Cassandra, what are you talking about? God is a spirit. He created everything in this world, in this universe. And that's the only way we can deal with them is in the spirit. We cannot deal with them in the flesh. It says the spirit is willing, but the flesh is weak. During temptation, I consecrate myself. Some people say fast. Some people say consecrate. Fast is not necessarily from food, but it's from whatever is interfering with you from hearing from God or giving you the strength and the discipline not to yield to temptation. I don't know where people get the idea that once they change their life and they give their life to Christ that they don't have any problems. But trust me, that's when all the temptation really comes, is when you start making a change. But if Satan tempted Jesus Christ, the Son of God, what makes you think he's not going to tempt you? When Jesus went in the wilderness to fast for 40 days, and he was in the mountain, Satan came to him and told him, hey, if you just bow down and worship me, I'll give you all the keys to this. I'll give you the keys to this kingdom. I'll give you everything. So because Jesus was fasting and he was consecrated during the time, he spoke one word, I rebuke you in the name of Jesus. For it's written that you cannot tempt Jesus Christ. And if the Spirit of the Lord dwells within you, that same power that was in him is in you. The word no will work. But what other word would you know to use or know that you really have the power in you to resist if you don't read the word? Or if you don't talk to God, because that's what praying is. Praying is communicating with God. And then watch. Corinthians chapter 10, verse 13. 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 13. There have no temptation taken you, but such as in common to man. But God is faithful, who will not suffer you to be tempted above that ye are able, but will with the temptation also make a way to escape that ye may be able to bear it. For God is faithful. He'll give you a way out. He'll give you a way of escape. I remember one time just recently, excuse me, I was so tempted. Because I'm used to getting money and doing what I want to do and hustling, but I I can't do it because that old me, that Miss Alexis, is dead. She had a burial, you know. And it doesn't mean that the temptation or the thoughts are not going to come. But we have the power and authority through the Holy Spirit to resist and flee from temptation. And I called my girlfriend, and I had actually tears in my eyes. I said, I'm so tempted. Not, you know, I wasn't used to going without. And she said that to me, and a peace came upon me. She said softly, she said, but will with the temptation also make a way to escape that you may be able to bear it? And I was saying to myself, now, where did she get that from? And it was just so awesome, you know, when I looked in the Word of God, and there it was. There's power in that Word. There's so much power. And it's a blessing to be able to have a friend that you can call instead of saying, yeah, girl, I don't blame you. Get that money or do this or do that. No, she gave me scripture, and a peace came upon me. But sometimes during temptation, you know, if you have someone that it doesn't have to be your mama, your daddy, or someone, you know, that you feel so close to, but someone that knows the Word, someone that knows the Word of God, that can recite it back to you and bring it back to your memories. But God will give you a way to escape during temptations. And our last verse on temptation is 2 Peter chapter 2, 9th verse. That's 2 Peter chapter 2, 9th verse. The Lord knoweth how to deliver the godly out of temptations and to reserve the unjust until the day of judgment to be punished. Sometimes people would deliberately try to tempt you. My fasting is a personal thing, but sometimes I've had a situation where I'm fasting and I told someone where I'm fasting, and they turned around and said, oh, you have some? You want some? I'm saying, well, then I just tell you I'm fasting. You know, that's just a small example, but it's an example. Sometimes people will tempt you just to see if you're going to go for it. But there comes a time when you stand and you're strong enough in the Lord, not in your own might, but in the Lord, that you can resist. But God said he know how to deliver the godly people out of temptation. And then he reserves the unjust until a day of judgment, because he don't, he, I'm not going to say that he don't forgive anything, but everything is already written in the book. I'll put it that way, you know. So even on the flip side, don't let the, you know, the devil use you when, you know, someone is going through a transformation and you tell them, well, you know, just do you. Get that money. You know, like my girlfriend, she didn't say that. She gave me some words. Now, that's beautiful. Versus, well, you want me to make some phone calls for you? Those are the unjust. That when it's time for judgment to come, God will deal with that situation. Because temptation always comes when you're on the right track. But what do you do when you are faced with it? Well, we talked about it. We pray, we watch, we worship God, we read our word. There are physical responsibilities that we have to do in order to maintain. Just to sit and do nothing and complain and talk about it, no, you're not going to get any results from that. And making decisions and changes in life are difficult. But I tell you this thing for sure. In life, if you don't make a decision, it'll make it for you. And we have all made some bad decisions. So we know that there's only one who could make a for sure decision, and that's God. We have to pray and ask God. And how do you know when you make the right decision? there's a peace that comes, a peace that comes over you that really does pass with all understanding. And when things start not going your way, but the right way, and the right way is when it edifies or glorifies God, when it builds his kingdom, not you or me personally, but God, because that's what it's all about at the end of the day. It's about God and his kingdom. Making the right decision when you're tempted and you're going through a transition, you stand still and see the salvation of the Lord. Because you stand still and you're surrounded by him, you're in his will. But if you move around, you'll be in his way. That's just like if I ask you, can you please help me do this? And you begin to help me. And then I take it from you and say, I got it. I can do it. And you will look at me, well, you asked me to help you. And then when I take on it, I'm struggling. It's too heavy. Instead of me being able to lift it up and walk with it, I got to pull it down and drag it and bend over, hurt my back, or kick it with my feet to move it. And that's how we are with God, with decisions and situations in our lives. How do you get to that point in the relationship where you can communicate like that? It's through prayer, spending time with God, reading his word, fellowshipping. Excuse me, y'all, about the music today. The little click of the button keep going off, and I do apologize. But I'm going to keep on talking because nothing is perfect. No one is perfect. My objective goal is to get the message out. That's what my job is to do, get the message out, not to condemn or make anyone feel bad about themselves, but to tell them about the goodness and let them know that there is a way out. I don't care what you are doing or what you have done in life, there is a way out. God even said it in his word that he will give you a way of escape. Transformation is not easy. It is a process. It's just like going to school. You got kindergarten through 12th grade, and it's a continuation, not a graduation. So from 12th grade, you graduate, then you go to college. You got your associates. Then you have your bachelor's. Then you have your master's. Then you have your PhD. And I'm not saying you have to actually go to school, but this is certain degrees and levels in life. And it comes to a point where you just have to just grow up, be accountable and responsible. And make good choices. Because good choices brings good consequences. Bad choices brings bad consequences. You're either going to be hot or cold. There is no room in this world today for lukewarm people. Because this is a cruel world.
How you gonna get yourself out of this? Give just a second, we need to talk. I don't like the path that you've chosen to walk. I'm not trying to swoop down on you like a hawk. I just don't wanna see your body mapped out in chalk. I know what you're thinking, I see all your thoughts. This glory you're after, I've already sought. But all that you fight for will end up to naught. Disaster runs faster, you're gonna get caught. People will tell you what you wanna hear. Just means they're clever, it don't mean they're here. I hope what I'm telling you comes across clear. Cause this is your life, there's no second chance here. I don't think I'm perfect or anything near. Made some mistakes of my own through the years. That you don't learn from, that is my biggest fear. Don't make me a failure, it's too much to bear. Stains of all my childhood sorrows on the walls of my mind. Are there any bright tomorrows? Pain is all I seem to find. How did I ever get to be here? Oh, the truth cuts like a knife. Papa used to tell me about karma. That's the story of my life. Won't understand you. Turn to your friends cause you think that they can. Remember I wasn't born as a grown man. These problems been here ever since I began. You ain't wearing diapers, I can't hold your hand. You're falling, just let me show you how to land. If your friends really loved you, then it would be grand. Then why ain't they here when you're sinking in sand? Cause been where you wanna go, that ain't no joke. You're only hurting yourself with all that stuff you smoke. Shot where you wanna shoot, touch where you wanna tote. Done my junk driving it, my license revoked. Did my shop lifting it, hit stuff in my coat. Suddenly found myself being a scapegoat. It only takes a pebble to start rocking the boat. When trouble comes, guess who put the knife to my throat? And stains of all my childhood sorrows on the walls of my mind. Are there any bright tomorrows? Pain is all I seem to find. How did I ever get to be here? Oh, the truth cuts like a knife. Papa used to tell me about karma.
Doing the right thing. Do the right thing. Continue to do the right thing. The right thing will come to you. Do what God is telling you to do. And do it until his glory and edification. Not in self-gratification. But with the right attitude and gratitude. Our upcoming special events for the month of February will be posted on the website under the link of special events. The first week of February, the Purpose of Closure debut and book signing. It will be RSVP only in Charlotte, North Carolina, Anthony's Caribbean Restaurant off of W.T. Harris Boulevard. For more information, you can send a message, email msbrand811@gmail.com. or you can call in the show and leave a message, and someone will get back with you. I'd like to give a shout-out to LoloVVNetwork.com, in person of stylists and styles available. That's www.LoloVVNetwork.com. The job leads for the federal felon, the convicted felonies, you can go to goodwill.com. Goodwill will provide you a list of jobs that are available who hired convicted felonies. Like I said, doing transformation is hard to do, especially when you're just coming out and you don't have that information. That information is available. You can call your local Goodwill, or either you can go to the website. And they also have educational programs to help increase your skills. Temptation during transformation. The four main things are money, old relationships, sex, and drugs. Money, be able to go to the next level. Old relationships, it can be people, places, things when you go around in the same places. If you continue to do the same things, you will always get the same result. Stay in focus with your mind and your self-discipline and keeping yourself focus on what it is that you're doing and what is your purpose. That's how you deal with it. Sometimes it's not that easy, but you have to surround yourself with positive people. People that think alike. If you try to go to the south where the weather is warm, don't hang with someone that's going heading east where the weather is cold. Also, don't forget about the Mathis Community Center, Girl Talk Youth Leadership Program Academy, and checking out our website for more information.
Before you go, where do you think you're going?
You never reached here.
Sorry.
You think that's all?
How you gonna stop me when it's time to shine? I'm a flatbush player and my goals are high. Just as high as my wings can fly. How you gonna stop me when it's time to shine? I'm a flatbush player and my goals are high. My limit is beyond the sky. How you gonna stop me when it's time to shine? I'm a flatbush player and my goals are high. As high as my wings can fly. How you gonna stop me when it's time to shine? I'm a flatbush player and my goals are high. My limit is beyond the sky. They used to try to hold me,
can't stop me now.
Weight is what they told me,
I can't hear it now.
But now they wanna know me,
I'm bling blinging now.
Everybody's tripping cause Ray Ray's hitting. Members of the family
I never met before
are suddenly around me,
knocking at my door
with a half-assed story,
looking for a cure.
They want what I've been working for, but where the hell were they before?
How you gonna stop me when it's time to shine? I'm a flatbush player and my goals are high.
Just as high as my wings can fly.
got me when it's time to shine. I'm a flatbush player and my goals are high, high, high. My limit is beyond the sky. Baby mother's popping up, I don't know about. Claiming that they wanna cut up my bank account. Got the Sugar Ray touch, so I got my dime. The DNA is matching up, cause I always rack it up. Time for rearranging, those who wanna think. They tell me that I'm changing, thinking that I'm got chicken heads paging. Ain't life a bitch, ain't no time to play around. Moving on to higher ground. How you gonna stop me when it's time to shine? I'm a flatbush player and my goals are high, high, high. Just as high as my wings can fly. How you gonna stop me when it's time to shine? I'm a flatbush player and my goals are high, high, high. My limit is beyond the sky. How you gonna stop me when it's time to shine? I'm a flatbush player and my goals are high, high, high. Just as high as my wings can fly. How you gonna stop me when it's time to shine? I'm a flatbush player and my goals are high, high, high. My limit is beyond the sky. How you gonna stop me when it's time to shine? I'm a flatbush player and my goals are high, high, high. Just as high as my wings can fly. How you gonna stop me when it's time to shine? I'm a flatbush player and my goals are high, high, high. My limit is beyond the sky. How you gonna stop me when it's time to shine? I'm a...
All right, now, getting back to our topic here, we have to take a quick break. The temptation during transformation. Getting back on that topic of transformation, meaning to transform, meaning to change from one to another, from one thing to another. It is a challenging process, but you can do it. You can do all things through Jesus Christ who strengthens you. But most of all, you have to believe. Believe in God's ability. That is our responsibility, is to believe that He can. We cannot do it on our own, because if we could have, we would have done it many times before, a long time ago. Continue to join us Monday through Friday, 6:30 p.m. I know today's show was a little in and out, but we'll get it all together. If you have any suggestions, you can write or call in. Be more than happy for any constructive suggestions. And I'll keep you in prayer, and you keep me in prayer as well. Thanks for joining us tonight. See you tomorrow, 6:30 p.m.
Hey yo, son, I know what you're trying to do, man. I know what you're trying to do. All that stuff you're doing, I done been through all that already. You know what I'm saying? You know you done messed up, bro. You know you done messed up. You know you done messed up. How you gonna get yourself out of this? Kid, just a second, we need to talk. I don't like the path that you've chosen to walk. I'm not trying to swoop down on you like a hawk. I just don't wanna see your body mopped out in chalk. I know what you're thinking, I see all your thoughts. This glory you're after, I've already thought. But all that you fight for will end up to naught. Disaster runs faster, you're gonna get caught. People will tell you what you wanna hear. Just means they're clever and don't mean they hear. I hope what I'm telling you comes across clear. Cause this is your life, there's no second chance here. I don't think I'm perfect or anything here. Made some mistakes of my own through the years. That you don't learn from, that is my biggest fear. Don't make me a failure, it's too much to bear. Stains of all my childhood sorrows on the walls of my mind. Are there any bright tomorrows? Pain is all I seem to find. How did I ever get to be here? Oh, the truth cuts like a knife. Papa used to tell me about karma. That's the story of my life.
problem's been here ever since I began. You ain't wearing diapers, I can't hold your hand. You're falling, just let me show you how to land. If your friends really loved you, then it would be grand. Then why ain't they here when you're sinking in sand? Cause been where you wanna go, that ain't no joke. You're only hurting yourself with all that stuff you smoke. Shots where you wanna shoot, toast where you wanna toast. Done my junk driving it, my license revoked. Did my shoplifting it, hit stuff in my coat. Suddenly found myself being a scapegoat. It only takes a pebble to start rocking the boat. When trouble come, guess who put the knife to my throat? The stains of all my childhood sorrows on the walls of my mind. Are there any bright tomorrows? Pain is all I seem to find. How did I ever get to be here? Oh, the truth cuts like a knife. Papa used to tell me about karma. That's the story of my life.
Just as high as my wings can fly. How you gonna stop me when it's time?